KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, windy, and 33 degrees in Atlantic. A freeze warning in effect until 9 a.m. We look for mostly cloudy skies with sprinkles or flurries today and a high around 40. Winds northwest at 20 to 40 miles per hour. Currently, they're northwesterly at 22, gusting up to 37 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In the latest area news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 18-year-old Colby John Nicholas Rasmussen of Red Oak was arrested at around 7 p.m. on Thursday. Rasmussen was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, third offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office said Thursday that a district court has revoked the pretrial release of a man charged with three counts of sexual abuse in the second degree and that the man is on the run. The order for 35-year-old Ben Reese of Newmarket was revoked for violation of terms of his release. On April 4th of this year, Reese was released on a $25,000 cash bond, and his last known address was a trailer park just outside of Shenandoah behind the Old 59 Motel. He was last seen there at around 12:30 p.m. on Thursday. Authorities believe Reese got a tip that a warrant had been issued for his arrest and that he cut off his ankle tracking bracelet at around noon Thursday just north of Shenandoah. Reese may be operating a gray 2010 Mercury Mariner with Iowa license plates ENL 844, or a white 2006 GMC Sierra, Iowa license plates ENL 843. He's described as being a white male, 6 feet tall, about 225 pounds. He has thin blonde hair, and you can see pictures of him under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. If you see Reese, call 911 immediately or the Shenandoah Police Department at 712-246-3512. You're advised not to attempt to apprehend any individual on your own. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker reports that drugs were seized and three people were arrested as the result of a search warrant executed Thursday morning just after 10 a.m. at 203 East Welch Street in Crescent. Evidence recovered from the scene included white crystalline substance believed to be a methamphetamine, that's what it was field tested for, a green leafy substance that field tested positive for marijuana. Also, they seized a stolen handgun, an undetermined amount of U.S. currency, and two vehicles. Taken into custody at that residence in Crescent was 46-year-old Jim W. Metzger of Crescent, who faces charges that include possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used. He also was wanted on a warrant out of Colfax County, Nebraska, for failure to appear on a traffic-related offense. Also arrested was 27-year-old Brian J. Brown and 36-year-old April L. Starkey, both of Council Bluffs. They were taken into custody for being felon in possession of a firearm, possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, prohibited acts, a tax stamp violation, and theft in the fourth degree. Starkey was also wanted on a warrant out of Council Bluffs for assault. All three were transported to the Pott County Jail and held without bond. They are scheduled to appear before a judge today. The arrests and charges were the result of a multi-agency investigation involving the Iowa Department of Transportation, Bureau of Investigation, Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, the Iowa Division of Intelligence, and the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. A call about a stolen vehicle in Page County Thursday morning resulted in the arrest of a rural Brattyville man. Deputies responded to 3343 290th Street, or about 3 miles northeast of Brattyville, at around 11:35 a.m. During their investigation, a stolen 2002 Ford F-550 Super Duty 4x4 dump truck was recovered. The truck had been reported stolen out of Mills County on October 23rd. 47-year-old John David Stone was subsequently arrested for felony theft in the first degree. Stone was transported to the Page County Jail for processing and was unable to post a $10,000 bond. He remained in the jail pending future court proceedings. The stolen vehicle was returned to its owners. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Thursday that the wastewater operator for the city of Malvern had reported they discovered a break in a sewer main where it crosses Little Creek at about 1/4 mile southwest of Malvern. The city estimates the discharge rate at 100,000 gallons per day. The untreated wastewater was discharging into the creek not far from where it flows into Silver Creek. The city was expecting a contractor to begin repairs. The DNR recommends, meanwhile, keeping children and pets away from the area for at least 24 to 48 hours after the repairs are complete. The city is collecting water samples in the Little and Silver Creeks for laboratory analysis. Iowans interested in the results of DNR studies to improve water quality in Green Valley and Thayer Lakes in Union County can attend a meeting on November the 8th. Citizens are encouraged to bring their questions and ideas to improve the lakes to the meeting for the discussion. Green Valley Lake is on the state's list of impaired waters for high levels of algae, low levels of dissolved oxygen, and low water clarity. Thayer Lake is on the impaired water list for high levels of algae and low water clarity. The studies, or DNR water quality improvement plans, show how these problems are caused by too much phosphorus in the lakes. The problems impact recreation on lakes and aquatic life both. The plans explore the amount of and sources of phosphorus entering the lakes and offer potential solutions to reduce those levels and work toward fixing the problem. The documents are designed as a guide for local resource agencies, partners, stakeholders, and residents to improve the lakes. Staff from the DNR's Watershed Improvement Program will be on hand during that November 8th meeting to deliver a presentation and answer your questions. The meeting will be held from 6 until 7:30 p.m. at Southwestern Community College, room 124 of the Performing Arts Center. In the funeral announcements, Joyce M. Garten, age 81, of Exira and formerly of Adair, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Joyce M. Garten will be today at 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Joyce Scarborough, age 73, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Graveside services for Joyce Scarborough will be today at 2 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Benjamin Ben Flathers, age 61, of Atlantic, died October 13th. A gathering of family and friends for Ben Flathers will be held Saturday at 3 o'clock at the home of Dixie Flathers in Lewis at 305 Nebraska Street. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.